Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Best show.
Hello, sir. First time, long time. Welcome. Well, that was weird, I guess, on two different levels. There was the, I guess, the Rush Limbaugh element to that, but also, sir. It's like, What is this, the Army? It's like when Sergeant Hulka says, "You don't call me, sir. I work for a living." To, John Winger in Stripes. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is a lot of people don't know that Kip Winger has been nominated for Grammys in the classical music category, not rock. But I think a lot of that just comes down to name recognition on the voter ballot. I guess what I'm getting at is more people who aren't into classical will recognize Kip Winger than will recognize, say, Umberto Kawasaki. And truthfully, I did make that name up. I made up Kawasaki. That's, of course, a company that makes fine motorcycles and possibly even guitars. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. My first, like, really terrifying memory is being at a carnival, and they had that thing where these guys get on these motorcycles, and they drive super fast around this like, bowl. Very odd. It's super loud and so scary, and I don't think I've ever really wanted to be near a motorcycle since then. But what I do love is carnival pizza. Oh, my God, it's so nummy. You know, it's like that white trash-style pizza with the cardboard kind of crust and the that super processed sauce. It's almost kind of sweet and the mozzarella, of course. But I don't know. I kind of prefer that over that gourmet pizza that you get in those wood-burning oven places. Now I'm wondering, is it wood-burning or is it coal-burning? It'd be interesting if someone ever got black lung from pizza. Uh-huh. But remember when Trump said that coal was coming back to all those poor coal workers in West Virginia? Those poor guys were so excited to be getting their faces dirty again. That didn't come out anything like I meant it to. I don't know. I'm getting loopy here, I guess. Do you ever wonder if Trump has ever been in the same room when someone's been killed? And I'll take that up one more notch and speculate that he's been in the same room during a human sacrifice. Trump. It's not that far out of the realm of speculation, if you ask me. And it's funny, realm of speculation sounds like it could be a Blue Oyster Cult song from, I don't know, what record would that be off of? Either Spectres or Fire of Unknown Origin. Speaking of, this is exciting. I'm going to see them for the first time ever in October. And I know there's only two original members left, and there was that disturbing Instagram photo the other day where they're rehearsing in short pants, but I'm still looking forward to it. And what I was looking forward to was that Tarantino flick, but you know, I don't know, I'm such a sensitive guy. When it got super violent, I just had to stop looking. I could hear that dog barking really loud and chewing stuff, but I didn't really watch it. My guess is that rabid dog killed Brad Pitt's character just as he impregnates Squeaky Frum. Man, what a career she's had, huh? Very interesting stuff going on there. You know, on second thought, I don't want any spoilers from you or anyone, because there's probably a lot of people out there in Radioland who haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, well,
and that leads to, like, what exactly is Radioland? Is that where the radio show is taking place, or is that where the listener is?
Well,
and to that I say, either way, I'm not into it, right? But it reminds me of that song, oh my God, Angie Baby by Helen Reddy. I don't know if you recall this track, but this dude, he comes over to Angie's pad, and he's like been being weird to her, I guess, for quite some time, like he's a flagrant creep. And truthfully, she's got her own problems. But she does some effed up magic, and now he's in the radio, like in miniature form. And that's like, that's my biggest fear ever, being made small. And oh, wait, that's weird. That's a Was Not Was song. They have a song that goes, I was knocked down, made small, treated like a rubber ball. What an odd trajectory Don Was has had, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, the evolution of his headwear alone has been a real journey to follow, quite an amazing thing. But, you know, he's also one of those guys where you don't know if he's actually doing anything, kind of like Rick Rubin.
Okay.
Is he even listening? What's he got going on under that robe? He's almost like the funk rock and roll Judge Montgomery Davies, if you think about it. And yeah, then, do you remember when Rick Rubin had that noise band called Hose before rap started? This was like back in early 80s, I guess, when he was living in a dorm at NYU on Washington Muse.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the weirdest word of all time, right? Muse. Muse. I don't even know what it means, but then you see it and you're like, is it Mewis? Washington Mewis. And then you start saying Mewis over and over again. You almost feel like a Martin Short character on SCTV. Oh, Washington Mewis. Oh, Washington Mewis. You know, Washington Mewis, I'm sorry, Washington Muse is actually where a young Bob Dylan wrote a lot of those early classics. A lot of people don't know that, like Blowing in the Wind, Times They Are Changing, Mr. Tambourine Man. And I still think it's super weird that he asks the guy tapping the least melodic instrument that there is, pretty much, to play him a song. Like, Mr. Tambourine Man could be playing literally anything, and Bob Dylan wouldn't know what the hell it was. Did I just say Mr. Tambourine Men? That's weird. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song. It makes it a lot weirder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Speaking of weird, I had the weirdest thing the other night. So I'm sleeping, and no idea what this dream was, but I woke up with the phrase, tonight, every night is Halloween, stuck in my brain. Well, what does that even mean? It almost sounds like a beer commercial.
Hey, can I get in here at some point?
Oh, sure, yes.
Can I ask you, you've just kind of went off on a thing. Why did you call?
Oh, I wanted to know what time it was.
You wanted to know what time it is?
Yes, yeah. What time is it?
It's 9:51.
Oh boy! Oh no! I should hit the sack pronto. First day of school's tomorrow.
First day of school. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess are you a teacher or are you a parent?
Oh, neither. I'm a student.
You're a student.
Yeah, I'm 7. Why?
Wait, you're 7. You're 7. Hello. Wait, is he gone? Is that really how? Oh, yeah, I guess he is gone. Well, how about that? 7-year-old who's pumped. I guess he would be seeing Blue Oyster Cult for the first time. That makes sense. He seemed like a super fan. Seemed a little weird that he hadn't caught them yet. But it makes sense because he's 7. I guess so.